Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get a new recipe. Head over to joemessina.com. Check out the chat room. A lot going on up there. I appreciate it. And I guess, and actually, there's people of all different walks of life up on the in the chat room. Some people come in, they just like to watch, and others like to engage, get involved. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. We're discussing all kinds of things that are going on right now. Our hearts and prayers go out to those that have been affected. I mean, we're talking, I think I heard over 1,200 now dead in Israel, and for them, that is the equivalent. When you look at the total land mass and the inhabitants of Israel, I mean, that is a 9/11 for us. That is a Pearl Harbor for somebody like us. So bear that in mind, all right? And they did absolutely, I stand with Israel, no question about it. They've done nothing wrong to bring this on them. That's all I got to say. Anyhow, Dr. B, how are we doing?
Doing well, thank you. Yeah, it's heartbreaking what's going on over there.
How would you deal? Okay, I'm going to take a hard right turn on you just for a second. How would you deal with maybe some young Jewish kids that are sitting there trying to figure this out, trying to understand what just happened? Why do they hate us? Why would they do this? Because there's pretty harsh pictures of young kids and such.
Yes. It is, you know, age appropriately, you know, like I said before, I kind of do the short version of the news to our kids growing up. We have two in college and one in high school now, so it's a little different. And then, you know, I do have Jewish friends and always, being a Christian, I will pray extra for them behind the scenes. You know, they know what my belief system is, and they'll come to me if need be, but I'm always very supportive of them. My heart, just as a Christian, goes out to the Jewish community anyway, just because they're God's original, you know, chosen people, even though the Gentiles are as well now, and we all are, you know, have the same opportunity to accept Jesus. And then I've got my favorite people, you know, community of Messianic Jews, right? The ones that have come to Christ.
Yep.
They just, if I'm in their presence, I just about pass out. Because to me, I'm like, you're so lucky. You know, you're like Jewish and you're Christian. So, but yeah, this one is very heavy on a lot of minds. Getting a lot of heaviness around this because it just feels different. As far as in seriousness and how it all plays out, and again, it's not a conspiracy thing, and I've been listening to a lot of end-time eschatologists, I guess you would call them, And again, you know, I like to compare it to scripture and what's going on, but then, you know, come out into the world and understand and empathize with what's going on. And, you know, the number one, you know, question I've been getting is like, but we have like this weak president, right? You know, and these people are like, this is causing me anxiety and he's not going to do anything. And I'm like, look, everyone's got to believe in God on some level, and that's where you have to find your peace. So while, you know, I can counsel people through and, you know, use psychology to explain the brain and all of that, you still have to find that peace somewhere. So that's just kind of what I'm encouraging.
There's a point, though, where, you know, a lot of times at first people will come to you. They'll say, you know, I don't believe in God, blah, 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 blah. And they come to you for help, and they come to you for information, and you finally end up saying to them, you know, guys, where do you think I get my peace? Where do you think I get the information that you constantly ask me for? You know?
Right.
So it's quite interesting at times with some of them.
Yeah, people don't really know how to, you know, and I, of course I'm going to say that, you know, what, you know, you're so this, and you're so calm. And I'm like, well, I'm not always calm. I'm normal. I am human. I just don't lose my mind anymore. Yeah. You know, nothing's worth it. You know, I have the wisdom and the discernment. But, you know, yeah, especially teenagers, you know, today's teens are, you know, I don't really believe. And I'm like, okay, then why do you do anything, you know? Do you care about right and wrong? Do you care about morals? Do you, you know, well, yeah, you know, this is, where do you get it? Well, whatever I think. And I'm like, well, so, okay. So if one of your friends thinks it's okay to rob the bank, you know, is that okay? Well, no. Well, why not? Well, because it's wrong. According to who? Well, everybody knows. Everybody knows what, right? If there is no God, then there's no moral code to follow.
No.
Why do we have prisons? And people just look at me like, yeah, why do you guys? And I'm like, what? Answer that.
Yeah,
you know,
say
why?
Something. Right, exactly.
Where does the moral code come from? If there's no God, then there's no need for right and wrong. Do whatever the heck you want to do.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that, right? We're seeing that with the Alphabet community. And, you know, we're seeing it in liberal states.
Let's just be honest about it. You're even seeing
it
in churches. It's kind of everybody.
Whatever
their viewpoint is, whatever they think. I had a pastor tell me he's having a hard time keeping people in church for 35-minute sermon. And I joked with him. I said, why, are you really that bad? But, you know, people just can't hang that long. Gotta go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after these commercials.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's the way we win by being informed. Seriously, people. Because if you're informed, look, when you give somebody misinformation, whether it's on purpose or by accident, when you give somebody misinformation, when you sit down with them to speak, talk with them about issues later on, it is hard to do. They no longer trust you. You've got a little notch in their negative belt, if you would, where, you know, I don't know, is this guy telling me the truth? Maybe he got this one wrong? Whatever. That's why I bring people on that do have a clue, that do know what's happening. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every couple of weeks. I always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, I got to tell you, you know, again, it's the truth. People don't trust you. You know, you go sideways, you do the wrong thing, They don't trust you anymore. It's a lot of work to get back there, isn't it?
It just is, because everyone's perfect except for those people.
That's right. Well, I'm pretty darn close. I just don't like to tell it.
Oh, we all know. Yeah, you're not in this conversation. No, we already know. You know, you're way in a different realm. So
I'm hiding by the cave over here.
I'm just trying to get there.
All right. I forgot what we were talking about. I was taking notes from stuff that people said to me. I forgot I was talking about.
God. Yeah, well, I don't know what we were talking about either, but I know at one point you were talking about social media on and on, and this is, got three messages about talking more about it, and I feel like you guys kind of just let me know if I'm just saying the same thing over and over, but I think new people, you know, chime in, and they want to know what's up. So someone asked about Snapchat. You know, does it really disappear after 24 hours? No, it does not. And there's a thing called screenshots. Anyone know what a screenshot is? Yes, you do know what a screenshot is. So that happens. One thing about Snapchat that is really popular right now with teenagers and 20-somethings in college, if you're wondering why, if your kids have a Venmo account, I don't care how old they are, Venmo or Cash App, go and check and look at their transactions. Just go look, befriend them, and just go take a peek. It's really easy. You don't have to get into their account. You can just go see, and if you start seeing that, Brenda, your daughter, has $20 coming in from Vernon and Brian and Larry and Ron Frank and not to mention names, but $20, you need to, have a little sit-down and ask her if she's got Snapchat. So Snapchat, they're doing this sexting, these sex snaps. They think they're gone after 24 hours. Number one, they're not screenshots. Number two, they're not. They go into a database. Again, my husband worked in that world in the Silicon Valley for 15 years. Plus, and then also he's a software engineer extraordinaire with 2 degrees in it, and he understands all of this. There's a reason why. Facebook employees, the creators of Facebook and Google, their children have no smartphones. They have flip phones because they know how dangerous smartphones are.
Well, listen, don't go over that so fast because they're not the only ones. There's plenty of these guys that are into technology that actually send their kids to private schools that do not use iPads, that don't use smartphones, that don't use any technology.
They are smart.
What do they know that we don't?
They know how predators and how companies and how countries, China with TikTok, can glean the amount of information that is the data. It's a commodity. I don't think people understand. When we sold our software company, part of the deal was the data that's collected. And that is, there are companies that just want the data. They just want the data that is collected from A, B, C, D, E, F companies. They don't want the software. They don't want anything. But back to Snapchat real quick. So parents are like, what's up with Snapchat? What? Venmo? So real quick to end that, they sext, basically. So selfies of their bodies. Men and women do this, girls and boys. And boys send it to men, and girls send it to girls, whatever. And there's no face showing. It's just their body. So I've asked several teenagers and my clients, why do you do this? Why do you think it's okay to do this? Tell me your mindset, right? And again, we go to that antisocial personality disorder, that sociopathic part where you're just numb. And they said, if your face doesn't show, it's not immoral. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, if your face doesn't show, okay. And so they're taking pictures, and they're – yeah, don't get me started, Joe. Don't even ask me another question about that because I can't even.
Okay.
But they're taking these nude selfies and sending them and making $20, $25, and they can send, four an hour, whatever they want, and make hundreds of dollars. It's basically prostitution without the actual thing. So, parents, that's Snapchat, and that is a huge trend right now. So, Instagram has now upped their porn content, and they're making it available for 13 and up. So you just need to watch Insta, and you've got to make sure you have a private account.
I love how you said that, though. They updated their porn.
They've upped it. They have increased their porn activity and what's allowed on Reels. So, yes, and I always tell parents to make sure that you have the password and that you're on the account, the private account of your children on all apps. And then also the app that you don't know about, the extra Instagram, go get on that one as well.
I'm laughing because I'm sitting here going, I have a solution to that. If my kid won't let me into their phone, it becomes, little pieces of metal. And,
right.
You can't let them run you like that. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's things like Google. Every time you Google, just by using Google, and I'm sure you guys don't know this, but if you have, everyone's got a Gmail account, there was a little box that you had to check that gave you permission or gave them permission to track you and use information against you or use that information to be sold at any time. You can't opt out of it. So by the mere fact that you use Google, you are being tracked. All the information is being tracked and sold. And in 2008, thanks to Barack Obama, Google partnered with the government and granted access to our information. The Obama administration did that. And it's just things that people don't understand. The other thing the Obama administration did, they thought that businesses should have access to your mental health records. And so if as long as a form is filled out, your employer can cross all the HIPAA lines and get access to your mental health records.
I can't stand it. All right. We're going to go for a quick break. I got to go get a drink. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish populations, like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. The vote may take place as early as Wednesday. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, and that means things roll over. Tonight it's worth $1.5 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We get going and we jump around, but I don't do it all the time. We jump around because we've got so much to talk about. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does pretty much every week, and we go through some of the issues of the day and what's going on. And we were just talking about Snapchat, and I told you, I said, the other fellow that I have on that strictly deals with, teens on drugs, said, Joe, Snapchat is like the Uber for drugs. They get delivered anywhere. I guess you could send money through Snapchat, and then they drop the drugs off wherever you're at.
Yes, 1,000,000%. And it's what you got to be careful is if you're, hey, I'm going to the grocery store. You want to go? Your 14-year-old's like, yeah, I want to go. It's like, what? Okay, first red flag.
Wait, wait a minute. You
second
never want to go anywhere with me. Why do you want to go to the grocery store?
Exactly. The grocery store? Really? I'm going to the worst was the fabric store. Oh, goodness. No. So if they want to go to the, ask them. Anyway, the second thing is if they go, I'm going to use the restroom, and they disappear for a second. And these are every kid. This is just your little, if your kid's already a little sketch. Yeah, so what they're doing is, real quick, they send a snap, they share their location, and just like that, there are all kinds of people. And they don't look like, it's not like this weirdo, dude shows up. They just walk into Walmart, hey, I'm on aisle 15, they take a picture of it, they go meet them, they walk by, they exchange it, all of a sudden they Venmo the money, and the kid comes back and there you go. And they do this with vapes. They do this with alcohol, and they do this with drugs. You got fentanyl, Xanax, all of this. Someone asked me, too, by the way, about fentanyl. A parent was like, what is the draw? Like, why are kids drawn to that? Well, they can put it in a variety of things. You've got to understand that they can put it in, gummies and sweethearts and lace it. But fentanyl is going to be kind of like it's an opioid. It's like a benzo. So it's a chill calming, but the point is it's so potent and addictive. And it's one of those
sometimes for clarity, they don't know they're getting it, right?
They don't. And so butter is a huge thing too, BUDDER. And so if you ever see kids with it looks like almost a lip gloss wax thing. So that's got fentanyl in it. It can have weed in it, it can have nicotine in it, and wax. you know, dabbing, all of these things. Dabbing is not just the arms going up little thing from 5 years ago. These are all things that you've got to, the THC level in the 60s, and I tell parents this, was 3%. THC, and that's the damaging, that's the drug in marijuana. And now it's up to 96% and plus.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because even the fellow that comes here, we do a segment called It's Not Your Daddy's Dope, Your Granddaddy's
Dope. Oh, I love it.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Because it's, look, I joke with people, but it's real. I mean, unlike Clinton, I did inhale back in the 70s, and, you know. But in most part, it made you mellow. It puts you to sleep. It wasn't, you know, a big deal or whatever.
Yeah, 3%. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's it. And then today, we're seeing more and more psychotic issues with these kids that do, if you would, wrong term maybe, but overdose on the THC, right?
Absolutely. 3% is enough to kill brain cells as it is. Millions. So these guys, the concentration of nicotine and the concentration of THC that we're seeing today, it is mind altering. And most of this THC that they're getting, this butter and this, the dab, the wax, all of this stuff, is also got additional chemicals in it. It can have, it can have Xanax in it. They combine things. And so your brain doesn't know, it's what it's doing. And the long-lasting effects are horrible, because I see so many patients with, or parents with kids that are having adverse effects. And they're like, why are they having such adverse effects? Well, because it's not 3%, it's 90%. You know, it's, they're allergic to it. It's like Benadryl, that kids OD on Benadryl because they want to feel, super calm, and it really helps anxiety, and that it's antihistamines help anxiety. You've got to go get a prescription for that, hydroxy. You can't just do Benadryl. But the thing about Benadryl is you take too much, and I'm talking more than like 3 pills, it has the opposite effect. It causes hallucinations, and it makes you manic, and it causes seizures. So it's just, these TikTok challenges and these kids that just want to be heroes and be famous and OD on all of this, it's not funny.
I'll tell you what's really funny.
Not you. I'm not saying you.
What's really funny is when, and I know I'm going to get pummeled for this, when did kids become this dumb? We did a lot of stupid things. But when I looked under the sink and saw a pretty little Tide Pod thing, I never thought of putting it in my mouth. All right? I never thought of taking a bath oil beads, the pretty ones that my mom had for the tub, and roll it in paper and smoke it. I mean, you just kind of had this mindset that, okay, that stuff says it's poison.
It is, and it's just the poison has changed. Kids have always been kids and immature, and that's where the parents need to be present, and they're not. You know, every kid is wondering, what the heck, I don't know, not every kid, but these kids that are type X, extreme, they wonder, if you put a metal thing in the light socket, what it's going to do, or, can I BMX that cliff, or that bridge and land in the water and survive? But now it's Tide Pods and these extreme, chips, this one chip challenge nonsense that will burn a hole in your intestines.
Yeah.
My son said he did that. He just took like a lick of it and he got burned a hole through his tongue. He's like, I'm not doing that. He's my extreme kid, but he's not stupid. He's like, no, that's stupid. You go do stupid by yourself. I'll film you, but I'm not doing it.
I watched this kid on TikTok when we were kids, right? You would take a 9-volt battery and stick it on. You guys in the chat room, don't tell me you never did this. You'd stick the thing to your tongue and it would give you a little buzz, right, on your tongue. It was Then I watched this girl the other day. She had a nose ring. And she's picking up the thing and she's pushing it towards her nose. And I'm thinking, don't do it. Just don't do it. It's too close to your brain. It's metal. And she did it. And she starts screaming and spinning around. And I'm thinking to myself, I got no sympathy for you. I opened another hole in your nose. I mean, come on. Really? So,
I got nothing for you. It's like kids, the boys who pee on electric fences. Have fun. You go do you. So, see, they've always been dumb. It's just that we've got a platform.
Boys, all right. I'm just going to say, boys have always been stupid, okay?
Yes.
I'm still a boy. I grew up as a boy. I never really changed any of it. I know some of the stupid stuff that we did, all right? just the, and the girls would always be sitting there horrified that you were doing something so stupid. You know, right? But
yes.
Yeah, but this, but it goes beyond stupid. It goes, like totally to dangerous at the at this point in time where you're, I don't know. I these poor kids that are detransitioning, some of these girls, and I've been, and again, I'm my heart goes out to them. You know that we've talked about this, but I'm always amazed when they start talking about stuff like, you know, I didn't know I wouldn't be able to get my breasts back. I didn't know I wouldn't be able to have kids. I didn't. I'm thinking, wait a minute. They're taking parts and pieces out of you. What are they teaching you in sex ed? I mean, you don't know that you need these parts to produce
children?
No,
they don't. They don't think beyond, you know, put your hand in front of your face, all right? Literally 2 inches. That's their world. That is it. All they know is everyone's doing it. It's a fad, even though it's a sick, twisted, evil fad. And that's what it is, parents. It's a fad. Your child does not want to be the opposite gender. And if they do, then they have a disorder, a mental disorder, and they need to go to a counselor, not a surgeon. So it's just that there's a platform for all of this disgusting behavior that is new and edgy. And unfortunately, we're seeing now the suicide rate up, you know, depression, anxiety through the roof, and we're breeding a generation of sociopaths. It's just what it is. There's no sugarcoating it, and I'm not backing down on any of it. You know, I get emails all the time. Don't you think you're a little extreme? Cutting off body parts is not. Killing the unborn is not. Sorry. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm going to listen.
As you talk, I just don't.
With the, when I get babysitters for the kids earlier, and you know, the babysitter comes and says, listen, there's nothing special about my children. So don't get sucked in by them. They will work this for them. I will find you duct tied to a chair if you let them get away with too much, okay? And my oldest son once said to me, he said, you know what? I know what you mean by that now. You know, when you said we weren't special, if you would, because all these kids that I have working for me, they all think they're so special because mommy and daddy taught them. He can't find kids, people in the bakery world that go to school to become bakers to actually work the way they need to work. But anyhow, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Dr. B had to take care of something. Seriously. You know, one thing about her, she's got kids. She takes care of her kids. They come first. We come second. That's her husband could probably come second. But anyway, bottom line with it is that you got me for the next few minutes. Deal with it. A few weeks ago, I was talking about some of the homeschooling stuff that's going on in the country. There are some states that are trying to shut it down. We had that homeschooling family out of Germany that was looking for asylum here in this country. And, you know, I keep telling you guys, you can make a difference. You can make a change. And right now, they were given asylum for another year. It was extended a year. Some of you may know that they came here to homeschool their children in Germany. They were being persecuted for doing it. Homeschool their kids here. Kids are doing great. And somebody in Biden's DOJ decided they needed to go. This wasn't right. So They were able to make the appeal. They were able to get, I don't know what law firm did it for them. I don't really care at this point. They were able to make the appeal. They got the appeal, and it looks like they get at least another year to homeschool. Now, the homeschooling movement, obviously, been around forever. And these kids, you know, you can say what you want about them. I've been around them. They're smarter than our public school kids in most cases. They just are. I'm not going to beat my brains out trying to prove it to you. You go figure it out. We've seen, even in USA Today, there was an article a few months ago about how well they did during the pandemic, how much better it was. So John Oliver decides to write a piece. Hardcore lefty. And he's talking about how homeschooling, the parents don't have to teach their kids anything. He's so wrong. Dead wrong. Obviously from someone who's either getting money from being paid big bucks to push back against homeschoolers. Now you got the teachers associations all over the place who would love to see homeschooling go away. They would love to see private schooling go away. They would love to see charter schools go away. But those are in place because you failed. Not all of you. A lot of great teachers out there, a lot of great teachers doing great things. You wouldn't have a need for these other schools, though. You realize that the black community has finally figured it out. Homeschooling for them was up 16% last year. 16% is a big number. Doesn't sound like it. So Oliver took on the unregulated legal landscape of homeschooling, which is a law, which is a lie. Homeschooling is regulated. Actually, it's heavily regulated. The way you teach, where the kids have to be at, the tests they have to take, where they have to be in that, and, you know, in those subjects, how far along they have to be. He went on to say that the U.S. homeschooling community is much broader than just right-wing parents afraid of hypothetical third-grade lube demonstrations. He's just rude. But he's right. That's part of it. They used to think that homeschoolers were all religious. That's the only reason they were the homeschooling. So they could teach their kids religion. Not true. He went on to say that one estimate is 2 million children homeschooled in the U.S. for reasons from social or health issues to fears of school safety, to black families avoiding whitewash curricula. Really, the black families, most of them that I know that now are homeschooling? No, though. They don't like the same stuff we don't like. That's what I love about it. See, it has to be because they're going to be taught too many white things. Well, that's not it at all. But you guys on the left, you swallow this stuff. Hook, line, and sinker. Never even question it. The ceiling on how good homeschooling can be is admittedly very high, he said, but the floor of how bad it can be is basically non-existent because of how regulated they are. He goes on to say that what we don't know, how many kids are being homeschooled, what they're learning, because numerous states don't require parents to notify school districts that their kids are being... No, it's not true. Your kids have to be schooled. They have to be educated. That's the law. All right? So when they're not in a school somewhere, unless you're homeschooled from the day they were born, but if they're not homeschooled somewhere, yeah, the district, the state, the whatever, the county's going to want to know where that kid is. And you want your child, you know, usually for the most part, homeschools, this guy like this, he's a real piece of work. He's thinking that these homeschooling people, you know, they're uneducated, they're missing teeth, they're all inbred, they're scribbling pictures at the kitchen table, and that's what it is not. Many of these homeschooling kids run circles around our kids from public school that graduate, many of them. Oliver focused on three major publishers of homeschooling textbooks and materials. He said they're all Christian companies. Right? So, okay. Go into the book and tell me what in the book is off or wrong or troubling. He goes on to say, it's absolutely your parents' right to educate their children with religion if they so choose. But the quality of some of these books can be troubling. He pointed to one history book that claimed that in the early 20th century, witnesses a cultural breakdown that threatened to destroy the very roots of Western civilization because of liberalism. Right. Now, isn't that interesting? Because the current books talk about how conservatism and religious people are ruining civilization. But he's okay with that. That's probably because it's true, right? Another workbook by a company, Ace Celebrate, Confederate General Robert E. Lee is a devoted Christian who practices Christianity in all dealings with others. Several biology textbooks purported evidence that dinosaurs and mankind existed at the same time. So as far as Robert E. Lee being a devoted Christian, you know, remember something. I'm not going to stick up for Lee or anybody else who thought slavery was okay. But there are plenty of devoted Christians that do the wrong thing. There are plenty of devoted atheists that do the wrong thing. There's plenty of devoted Jews that do the wrong thing. Of Muslims that do the wrong thing. Funny how they're always grabbing that one group that they can't stand. That's what bothers me. While all of this is pretty troubling, he says, the truth is that many states, the rules and oversight can be so lax, parents not only don't have to teach their kids anything. That's just not true. Okay, they have to make sure that these kids are at grade level when they move from grade to grade. Right? And then he goes on to say that the one person called the dissident homeschooling, it was founded by a woman who had a rough time finding Nazi-approved material. Do you really think that the average Christian is going to be okay with that? However, it's your team on the left that seems to be approving a lot of some of the things that the Nazis did to their people. I mean, instead of picking on or beating on these homeschool parents, where were you with what just took place in Israel? I'm curious. You know, if you go pull back and you look at what these people write, what they talk about on a regular basis, you can see exactly where they're coming from. You can see exactly what they have in mind as to what's right and what's wrong. But not that it makes it right or wrong, but at least you have something to go by. Anyway, you've got a day like Columbus Day today, where there should be some kind of celebration, and there are in some places across the country. Then you have what happened to Israel yesterday. And again, we should be all over this. You should be sitting with your kids and teaching them what happened and why. Let me rephrase that. You should be sitting with your kids and speaking truth to what happened, what went down, and why. Really? God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, you always want to be part of the conversation. You always want to be lending an ear. Listen to what's going on. All right? I mean, that way there, you have a clear-cut understanding of what's happening as well. It's from my point of view, it's extremely frustrating. Again, looking at those pictures, and I look at them not like I did this weekend. I was up, actually, I think I spent a few extra hours up last night. I couldn't get to sleep. Because I was looking at those pictures, thinking to myself, how brutal and ugly, how hateful do you have to be? They pick on the Christians on a regular basis, but we don't believe in wiping you out, hurting you, beheading you, raping your women. We don't believe in any of that stuff. We're called to say, you have to look at our lifestyle and decide you want to come over to our side of the team if you would. We don't beat it in you. We don't threaten you with death. It doesn't work that way. It's all about the love of Christ, not the fear of Christ. People, a lot happening, and it's happening fast. Some of it's happening in the name of religion. A lot of it's happening just in the name of I'm right, you're wrong. God bless. Think about it. How are you going to engage? How are you going to be involved? How are you going to protect your family? We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us.